Watcher and welcome. It's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start this week with the solo piano of Marshall Solal. Ross Russell ran his now legendary record label Dial, formed in 1946 to record Charlie Parker and later all the big names of bebop. The label closed in 1949. Then, when Russell came back to the jazz record business in 1966, he organised a number of recording dates, and this June 1966 session is just one of those. It featured pianist Marshall Solal, and he recorded enough material for three LPs worth. Sadly, Russell's venture collapsed, and these magnificent recordings, and others, went unreleased until our good chums from Fresh Sound have just, as in last year, released two separate CDs of those Solal recordings. We heard his own compo, Ah Non, from Volume 2. Solal was born in Algiers to French parents and studied piano with his opera-singing mother. At 23, he relocated to Paris, where he played with virtually every visiting American jazzer, a genuinely gifted player, as is Tony Coffey. Thank you. Wes Montgomery compo Full House, recorded August 2017 by Tony Coffey and The Organisation. Coffey, that's K-O-F-I, is in innumerable bands, some dedicated to the works of Thelonious Monk, which is where I first became acquainted with him. One band is dedicated to Cannonball Adderley, by and large, hard bop style. He plays soprano, alto, tenor, baritone and flute. Baritone throughout this proper album called Point Blank. Kofi's parents are Ghanaian, so yes, of course, he qualifies for the Jazz Jamaica group. No, I don't either. Simon Fernsby guitar, Peter Whittaker organ, a Krumah Mojo organ at that, and Peter Cater drums. We're off to Newport, Rhode Island.
DJ Johnson.
The Newport Jazz Festival tribute to Charlie Parker, July 64. Some lineup, several of whom both knew and had played with Bird. Howard McGee, trumpet, J.J. Johnson, trombone, Sonny Stitt, tenor. Tenor throughout this set. He was often described as a Bird apostle, so I guess choosing the tenor over the alto distanced Stitt a little from that sobriquet. Harold Mabon, piano, and incidentally, I've just bought Mabes' latest album, called The Iron Man, recorded 2018, when Mabe was 82. Where am I? Getting distracted. Arthur Harper Jr., bass, and Max Roach, drums. That was W-E-E, a Denzel Best compo. Back to the solo piano. This time, it's Chris Donnelly. Toronto-based Chris Donnelly is a new name to me. This 2008 recorded album, Solo, is his debut recording, and he's made several albums since then, but he's still new to me. This is obviously a solo piano session. I chose Song in B Minor, Satie. There are two other Song in B Minors, but, as you'd expect, in the style of two other classical composers. Donnelly himself was classically trained, but now manages to include a whole variety of genres into his work. I'll certainly look out for more of his output. A vocal.
A crescent moon is shining high in Union Square. A sense of expectations hanging in the air. I feel a change is coming from somewhere deep inside. I walk into the station, take you for a ride. To the end of the line. Rising into darkness, deep below the ground, I feel somehow elated by the
screechy metal sound. And I look outside the window at the world that is behind. Hiding in the shadows, you gain speed in my mind. L train, oh, love train. L train, please take me to the end of the line.
Another new name to me, the Italian Rome-born singer-guitarist-pianist Chiara Civello. She went to Berkeley and Boston and on graduating made the inevitable move to New York City. I chose L Train, a line in New York's subway system that runs horizontally, on the subway map that is, east-west from Williamsburg to the Hudson River via Union Square. She calls it the Love Line. Nope, it hasn't had that effect on me, as you hurtle way under the East River at death-defying speeds. Love this CD, though. It's called The Space Between, which we would, more simply, describe as a gap. How often on the London Underground you hear the announcement, "Please mind the space between." Chiara sings and plays piano on L Train. Steve Adubo guitar, Ben Street bass, Tony Mason drums, plus three percussionists. Recorded 2007. It's Ellington time.
We'll be right back.
My obsession with not playing a song twice on The Real Enjoyment. Different versions, yes, but I try awfully hard not to repeat anything other than for the occasional centennial show. Anyway, this obsession means I have to look in darkened corners of my collection to keep coming up with different Ellington numbers. This time it's Countdown, almost the show tune, really, recorded August 65 in San Francisco. The liner notes tell us it's an Ellington compo. Mind you, they also tell us it's written by drummer Louis Belson, who is back in the band for this recording session. The soloists are Paul Gonsalves, Cat Anderson, and Belson himself. Incidentally, Alan Smith and Nat Adderley were in the trumpet section, subbing for Cootie Williams and Herbie Jones. Countdown came from Volume 8 of the Private Collection. Not totally sure of this next number. Let's call it different, and we'll chat about it after we've heard it.
Maya's wandering is over. She has come back to the hive for good. She helps the queen conduct her affairs of state. And sometimes in the evenings, she tells the young bees about her great adventures.
If you follow your star, no matter how far, a bee always ends up at home, where it's one for all and all for one, and the heroes are second. The rule of the game, and it's always the same. For although you can't do as you please, it's one for all and all for one. And remember, you live for.
Nancy Harrow was a jazz singer who released three or four critically acclaimed LPs in the early 60s, then took 12 or so years away from the music business to raise her family. She returned in 75 and recorded a number of albums where she wrote both the music and the lyrics, based on literary themes, two of them being based on children's stories, The Cat Who Went to Heaven and this one, The Adventures of Maya the Bee. It became a puppet show and as such ran for 7 years in New York, 2 years in Japan. And we've just heard some narration by the singer and drummer Grady Tate and the reprise of Rule of the Game, which closes the show. Nancy Harrow sings with help from Grady Tate and Daryl Sherman. Sir Roland Hanna, piano, Bill Easley reads, Paul West, bass, Jeff Siegel, drums and percussion. Recorded January-February 1998. Just remember, you live for the bees, as the song says. Regular listeners will know I'm a big fan of Lisa Hilton. Here's something else from her, and it's an Ellington song.
Thank you.
Sunset and the Mockingbird, written by Duke Ellington for his The Queen Suite, written after the Duke had met the Queen in 1958, and he sent her the one and only single pressing of the LP. No others were to be released until after the Duke had died. Here in October 2014, it's Lisa Hilton piano, Greg August bass and Rudy Royston drums. Stan Getz now. The group is called the Cal Tjader Stan Getz Sextet. It's in San Francisco in 1958. Getz was in residence at the Black Hawk Club at the time, and Tjader, Callan Ratcliffe Tjader Jr., was just laying over and about to reform his group, so this recording date was arranged. Each co-leader brought a couple of their own sidemen to the session. Getz brought the then little-known Scott LaFaro bass, Scotty, it says here, and Billy Higgins drums. Tjader brought Vince Guaraldi piano and Eddie Duran guitar. The two leaders certainly complement each other well. They had played together on several occasions prior to this date. Complementary, yes, but hardly incendiary, I'd say. Almost easy listening, he said very rudely. That was Lerner and Lowe's I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. Let's stay in the 50s and enjoy Wes Montgomery. Was the Horace Silver compo Icaro, Horace spelt backwards, and this guitar organ drums trio recorded the song in New York, October 59. Wes Montgomery guitar, Melvin Ryan Hammond B3, Paul Parker drums. Many would argue that Montgomery was the best ever jazz guitarist. Hard to argue with that, certainly, in the top three names without doubt. Self-taught, nobody told him it was difficult to play block chords or octaves on the guitar, so he just played them. Never used a pick, and didn't even really start playing the guitar properly until he was 19 to 20. Yes, he had played on a four-stringer at the age of 12, though. He listened to records featuring the great pioneering guitarist Charlie Christian and learnt his solos note for note, with the result that Lionel Hampton recruited Wes to his band. It's big band time, and it's Harry James. Walking by the so-called Harry James and his new swinging band in Hollywood, Feb 59, arranged by Ernie Wilkins. This new band was full of familiar faces from his old band. James came from a circus family. Father ran the circus band and mother was an acrobat and horse rider. The very young James started in the family business at the age of 4 as, believe it or not, a contortionist. At the age of 8, he was having trumpet lessons from his father. When James formed his own big band, he gave a young singer his first ever professional job. He tried to change the singer's name to Frankie Satin, but the singer kept it as Sinatra. Oh, and by the way, a bit of goss, one of Harry James's wives was the actress Betty Gable. We hardly ever feature Harry James on our show, maybe once every 4 years, but it's still great to hear him when we do. Here's a fun vocal.
Touch my fingertips and my heart is aglow.
You bend to kiss my lips and I can't let you go.
Well, maybe I should resist. I'm a fool, I know. But at a time like this, my resistance is low.
Your eyes have magic, they seem to say,
come closer, my darling, come closer, and somehow we can't break away. Can't see that I wanna be adored more than you'll ever know. And I'm going overboard with a capital O. So please be persistent,
don't keep your distance.
You know my resistance is low. They seem to say,
what they say,
come closer, my darling, come closer, and somehow we can't break away.
Can't see that I want to be adored more than you'll ever know.
I know, and I'm going overboard with a capital O.
Now don't be contrary.
Oh, Annie, I'm wary.
Your lips are so tender.
I think I'll surrender.
I need some assistance.
Well, don't keep your distance. You know my resistance is low.
This is a strange LP. Only found it recently, and I was totally unaware of it before I came across it in a record bin. It's on Bald Eagle Records. No, me neither. It's called In Hoagland, after Hoagland Howard Carmichael, known universally as Hoagie, of course. All are Hoagie's compos except one, the title song, which is by Georgie Fame, who shares vocals with Annie Ross, and an 81-year-old Hoagie Carmichael. This record was recorded in London in June 81. Sadly, Hoagie died in the December of that year. We heard My Resistance is Low, and I'll quickly list the guys in the band for you. Ian Hammond, trumpet, Chris Pine, trombone, Peter King, alto, Dick Morrissey, tenor, Jeff Castle, keyboards, Martin Kershaw, guitar, Jim Richardson, bass, and Barry Morgan, drums. Next, Barbara Carroll. The Barbara Carroll Trio. Barbara piano, Joe Shulman bass, Joe Petty drums. From a March 57 LP called Funny Face and Other Gershwin Tunes, we heard Let's Kiss and Make Up. We're closing the show this week with perhaps another unusual choice. It's from an Atlantic LP called Aretha's Jazz. Yes, Aretha Franklin. It's made up of two separate recording sessions. This one is September 68. Fabulous big band in support. The likes of Joe Zawinul, organ, Junior Mance, piano, Ron Carter, Kenny Burrell, Ernie Royal, Joe Newman, Snooky Young, Jimmy Cleveland, Herbie Green, Frank Wes, King Curtis, Fathead Newman, Pepper Adams. This is a serious band. Crazy, he calls me.
I say I'll move the mountains and I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. Fire as he wants it, so it shall be. Crazy calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. That shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The very difficult I will do right now. The impossible will take a little while.
As always, I do hope you've enjoyed this week's selections. Perhaps we pressed the variety button a bit hard this week. Also hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.